This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
You ever have dreams about loved ones? You ever have dreams about loved ones who are still alive, and then you wake up and you find they've passed? Almost like an ominous dream. Maybe a goodbye dream. Maybe a warning of something unforeseen that's about to happen. If that's you and you have those dreams, that can be terrifying. Not knowing when a loved one shows up in a dream, if it means they're going to be passing soon, or if they just happen to be on your mind. Sometimes there's an element to those dreams, a sense that is felt in those dreams that make it all too real, that make it feel so authentically happening that it's just far too difficult to comprehend the reality of the situation. In our next story, we hear from someone who has those dreams and tries to figure out why it's happening. But more so, they realize who it's happening to. Take a listen. It's currently 4 a.m. Not been able to fall asleep yet, so I figured I'd write in. My name's Travis, and I've written in two times thus far. Just a little update on what I've been dealing with and what's going on with me. I'm not sure what y'all stands are on the afterlife, but this is what made me believe that there is very possibly something out there warning us, or possibly helping us to be prepared for future events that might unravel. I got some stories for that deal with me and family members. So I wrote a few months ago about seeing a lady in white out of the corner of my eye. I researched what I mean, and from what it says, it's a sign of mourning, conflict, and sadness. I'm not sure why, but I feel like I can sense whatever it is around me. Not meant to harm, but just, I guess, checking on me or something? I really don't know. One day around this time last year in 2019, I had a dream about a now-deceased pet named Topaz. She was a Dalmatian, which was extremely weird because she had been deceased for over 15 years at this point. Currently, we have a black lab mix, Dalmatian that we had for 12 to 13 years now. She was a rescue. Her age is not really known, but when we got her, they put her age at 1 year old. I believe just a little rundown there. Right now, we know her time is limited. She's around 14 years old currently and still kicking. The dream I had was of two of them running around playfully. In the dream, I was just standing there watching them play. They looked happy to see each other. Right before I woke up, they both stopped chasing each other around and they sat down right in front of me in my dream, side by side, and just stared at me. I said, "What?" a few times, and I woke up. I never had a dream about Topaz before, but when this happened, I knew that it's almost time to say goodbye. It's a scary thing, but also something to cherish. I would say that even in death, do pets surpass loved ones? Even try to give warnings saying it's almost time or time for them to cross over? And something tells me this crossover with the lady in white that I saw earlier this year might be that. I might not be right, but just trying to put the pieces together as I go, I suppose. Another story that I have is something my mom told me dealing with her dad the night before he passed. My mom's mother passed away a few years before her dad, my grandmother, Grandpa. She dreamed one night when her grandpa was in the hospital for what I believe he had a blood clot in his leg. She dreamt that she went to their house. She tried to go into the house to see her dad, but her mom, I believe, said, "No, you got to go. I'm taking him." My mom just said, "What? I just got here." She said again, "You've got to go." My mom said she then looked at her dad and he just shrugged his shoulders. She then closed the door on my mom and she woke up. The next day comes around, we found out he had passed due to complications with an allergic reaction he had due to medicine he was given. My mom woke up from what she told me when she had the dream. He knew he was deceased. And that was their way of saying goodbye at the time. My mom's mother died. She had a dream of all her deceased family around her at a nursing home where she was staying. She dreamed it was some of her past family. She asked what they were doing there, and they said, "We're all ready for her. We're here for her to come to the other side." And before she woke up, she saw a green ooze come out of her nose. A week later, we all went to visit her at the nursing home she was at. I remember telling my brother and myself to leave the room. Why? We did not know. Later find out that she had a green ooze coming out of her nose. Another week went by, and we got a call that she had passed in her sleep. I feel like the only two people that can sense or have some type of gift is my mom and I. Interesting, and it can be scary. Thank you guys for listening. Stay safe.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.